This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or tryzona.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I bring to you my weekly podcast, along with another podcast that I do with Dr. Hoffman on a weekly basis, that's Q&A with Layla, wherein we both take your questions, and we talk about other issues in the news regarding health and wellness and all of that, controversial issues. And we invite you, and I invite you, to email me at radioprogram@aol.com with any of your questions or comments. And I want to thank you all for listening. Our listenership has really been going up and up and up, and we're very, very happy that we can be a resource to you for health and wellness information. I am here today taking your questions. So I've got an email here from Nancy. Nancy writes, "Hi, Layla. I've been using coconut oil in my diet to support my ketogenic lifestyle." Go, Nancy! Nancy says, "I've always used a high-quality organic extra virgin coconut oil." Wonderful. "As you know, this type of coconut oil can be expensive." Yeah, that is true, Nancy. "I could buy organic virgin coconut oil at a much better price." Nancy says she could buy organic virgin coconut oil as opposed to extra virgin coconut oil at a better price. And she's asking, "What would be the impact if I traded in my organic extra virgin coconut oil for the organic virgin coconut oil?" Nancy, I say you're still making a good quality choice. And listen, a lot of our choices are made based on our pocketbook. So if you're paying, you know, too much money for extra virgin coconut oil, first of all, you may be surprised to find what's in your local grocery store. I am seeing more and more grocery stores, for instance, my local Metfood, my local Stop and Shop, my local Key Food, these type of places, they are offering, mostly in their organic aisles or even gluten-free aisles, you will find it, extra virgin organic coconut oil. If you shop around, Nancy, you may still get a better price on extra virgin organic coconut oil. But if not, hey, it's okay to buy the organic because it's still organic, which is probably more important than anything. And by organic, we mean it doesn't have any pesticide, herbicide, residues, any of that. Well, not a huge amount anyway. So organic is still better. Even if it's not extra virgin, it's still virgin, which is pretty good. It's not been processed heavily. So Nancy, go ahead and go with the organic virgin coconut oil, which is just fine. I'm glad you're enjoying using it. I think a great way to use it besides cooking, like say, you know, frying your eggs in the morning or anything like that, or I know anytime I have scallops with garlic, I use coconut oil and it is absolutely delicious. Scallops have a nice natural sweetness to them so that when they're actually, you know, caramelized in the pan or they come off with a nice sear, a nice browning, the sugars naturally develop in scallops. Get them as fresh as possible. Go find a good local seafood monger that you can get fresh seafood from. I love cooking scallops with garlic and coconut oil. It's absolutely delicious. So I want to also mention, because Nancy asked a question about, I want to bring to everyone's attention all the benefits of coconut oil. And I'm referring to a wonderful article that I actually make copies of and give to many of my patients about coconut oil from the October 2013 Today's Dietitian. This is a wonderful article about coconut oil by Agale Jacob, MSRD CDE. She writes that Ayurvedic medicine texts written in Sanskrit about 4,000 years ago report the health benefits of coconut oil. Now, like other oils, coconut oil is 100% fat, as we know. But the type of fat it contains makes it unique. Now, us dietitians are aware that coconut oils has a high saturated fat content. And a lot of mainstream dietitians, for this reason, who are still saturated fat phobic, have trouble recommending coconut oil. Well, let this dispel it for you. In coconut oil, the saturated fat represents more than 85% of its fatty acids. And one of the oil's most interesting characteristics is that 65% of its fats are present in the form of MCTs, medium chain triglycerides, or medium chain fatty acids, as opposed to the long chain fatty acids commonly found in other food sources of fats. The long chain fats are also your omega-3s, like in fish oil and so forth. And because the medium chain triglycerides, the MCTs, only have an 8 to 14 carbons in length, they don't need to break down into single fatty acids in order for our body to use them to absorb them. Rather, these MCTs make their way directly to the liver through the portal vein and can bypass the carnitine transport system for mitochondrial entry. We know that L-carnitine, a very important amino acid, ushers fatty acids that have been broken down, ushers them into the mitochondria to be able to be used for energy. MCT oils are actually able to, or MCT fats, are able to bypass this and go directly to the liver via the portal brain, via the portal vein, making them a good, good quick source of energy. Now, about 50% of the medium chain fats in coconut oil is lauric acid. That's a 12 carbon chain, while the rest of the fats include 8% caprylic acid, an 8 carbon chain, for any of you who are interested in the chemistry of your medium chain fatty acids. 7% capric acid, a 10 carbon chain, and 2% stearic acid, which is an 18 carbon chain, 6% oleic acid, an 18 carbon chain, and 2% linoleic acid, an 18 carbon chain. So it's a mixture of all of these. Most of it is lauric, which is important. A little less in caprylic and capric acid. And for those of you who know, the integrative dietitians out there, that a long time helpful supplement for candida, for yeast overgrowth, is caprylic acid. So coconut oil is a source, albeit a kind of low source. It's only 8% and 7% of caprylic and capric acid, respectively, but can still be very, very helpful. So coconut oil's fatty acid profile makes it very highly stable, protects it from oxidative and heat damage. And because coconut oil is mostly saturated, it's an optimal fat for cooking since the fats are not easily damaged by heat. I want to bring to your attention a visual of these shorter carbon fats, these molecules. I want you to think of kind of a straight line without any breaks in it. A break in a fatty acid chain is going to contain they're going to resemble other fats like the polyunsaturated fats. And because the saturated fats molecules sit, because they're kind of in a single layer on top of each other, this is what helps it be more stable under high heat cooking. So I find this very interesting in chemistry, that how it lays is really one of the components of what makes it heat stable, as opposed to a polyunsaturated fatty acid, which have a lot of breaks in the carbon chain because of the double bonds. Naturally, they don't sit one on top of the other. They're kind of sitting broken, these molecules on top, one on top of the other. This is actually reminding me of back when I was giving presentations here at the Hoffman Center to a live audience that, you know, fats, you know, dispelling all the myths around all the different types of fats. This is one of the ways that I would explain the difference between saturated fats, monounsaturated fats like olive oil, which only has one break because of the two double bonds only happens in one area, and the other polyunsaturated fats, which have more of these double bonds, causing more of a fractured look to these fatty acids. Anyway, I digress, getting into too much chemistry here before I lose you. So lauric acid, which is about 50% of coconut oil, the component in coconut oil, is recognized for its antimicrobial properties. You've heard me talk about this before. When lauric acid infiltrates the membranes of lipid-coated bacteria or other microbes such as fungi, protozoa, and even viruses, which it can do because of the high MCT blood levels, it destabilizes their membranes, causing them to disintegrate and kills the microbes as a result. However, this process can only occur in the presence of sufficient blood concentrations of lauric acid. Now, lauric acid in the body turns to monolaurin, which is how it confers its benefits into being an antimicrobial, antiviral, antibacterial. Very, very important. Now, as you know, we need to eat fat to lose fat. However, a lot of mainstream dietitians are still afraid of coconut oil because of its high saturated fat content. Well, the Agale Jacob does a beautiful job of citing a study here in this article from Today's Dietitian, October 2013, on the benefits of coconut oil. She cites a study published in March 2008 in an issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Researchers had a group of 49 overweight men and women adopt a calorie-restricted diet, 1,500 calories a day for women and 1,800 calories a day for men. It seems unfair that men get more calories, but you know they have more lean body mass, which says they can use up those calories better than we can, unless us women are more bodybuilders than anything. Anyway, so a calorie-restricted diet, women at 1,500 calories, men at 1,800 calories, including a daily dose of either MCT oil, like coconut oil, or olive oil, which represented about 12% of their calorie intake for about 16 weeks. Both groups lost weight, but the weight loss was more significant in those taking the MCT oils, the coconut oil type group. The group that consumed MCT oil lost 7 pounds, while the olive oil group lost only 3 pounds. There you go. There's a reason to switch using some of your fat over to coconut oil from any other oils you may be using. And these results are in line with other studies showing a reduction in weight and body fat in overweight participants who consumed MCT oil as a part of their diet. So the unique structure of the medium-chain triglyceride fats in coconut oil make them easier to burn and harder to store in our fat cells compared with long-chain fatty acids found in most other fats, including olive oil. Okay? Now, with regard to cardiovascular disease, again, despite the research, most dietitians don't feel comfortable recommending that clients consume coconut oil because of its high saturated fat content. But it's important to remember, Agale Jacob states, that dietary saturated fats aren't associated with heart disease and stroke, according to a meta-analysis published in the January 2010 issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The researchers examined data from almost 350,000 people who were followed up to 23 years. Guess what? The study showed there was no relationship between saturated fat intake and risk of cardiovascular diseases and stroke. In addition, the types of saturated fat found in coconut oil have a different structure, making it impossible to draw conclusions by directly comparing them with long-chain fatty acids. And to further support the safety of coconut oil, researchers in a randomized clinical trial gave 40 middle-aged Brazilian women with abdominal obesity 2 tablespoons of soybean oil or coconut oil daily for 12 weeks. Soybean oil is commonly found in your bottled salad dressings. It is definitely a constituent in your commercial mayonnaise. Okay? So, they gave these Brazilian women with abdominal obesity 2 tablespoons of soybean or coconut oil daily for 12 weeks. And at the end of the study, both groups lost weight, but only the coconut oil group saw a significant decrease in waist circumference. And in the soybean oil group, levels of total and LDL cholesterol significantly increased, while HDL levels decreased, worsening their cardiovascular risk profile. So this is what soybean oil does. And this is a vegetable oil. And as you know, American Heart Association is still touting these polyunsaturated vegetable oils as heart healthy. They are not. Not when levels of total and LDL significantly increase and HDL decreased. This worsens cardiovascular risk profile. Now, the blood lipid profile of the women in the coconut oil group didn't change significantly, although they tended to have higher HDL cholesterol levels, indicating improved cardiovascular health. Remember, the HDL is your garbage truck, and the higher the HDL you have, and we definitely want it over 70 for most of the population, the bigger garbage truck you have, the better off you are. It's the ratio that becomes more healthy, even if the LDL is unchanged. These results may be explained by the fact that MCTs aren't incorporated into chylomicrons and are more inclined to be used quickly for energy. Again, going straight to the portal vein via the liver and so forth without going through the carnitine pathway into the mitochondria. Other studies have reported a decrease in inflammatory cytokines, such as tumor necrosis factor alpha and interleukin-6, and increased production of anti-inflammatory interleukin-1 with consumption of coconut oil and MCT oils. Moreover, Aguilé writes, moreover, some researchers have observed improved insulin sensitivity in patients diagnosed with type 2 diabetes who consumed coconut oil. In one study, participants followed a diet for 5 days, and the results showed that healthy subjects, those with type 2 diabetes, increased their insulin sensitivity by 17%. As measured by the other control group. Now, based on the research, coconut oil should be considered a functional food. Not only does it provide a safe source of stable and easy to utilize fats, and one of my favorite ways to use coconut oil is to make bulletproof coffee. You've heard of bulletproof coffee, right? I know Dr. Hoffman has talked about it too. If you're having a cup of coffee in the morning, black coffee is preferable. You could add a tablespoon or two of coconut oil to it, putting you directly into ketosis even before you've had breakfast. And because Nancy is on a ketogenic diet, it only enhances her lipolysis ketosis. So the use of coconut oil is very, very important on a ketogenic diet. So not only does it provide a safe source of stable and easy to utilize fats, but can precipitate weight loss and improve cardiovascular health and certain neurological conditions. You've heard of coconut oil being used in Alzheimer's disease, even in dementia, in ALS, in multiple sclerosis. But in Alzheimer's disease in particular, coconut oil, because the brain does better in lipolysis ketosis rather than in a glucose-burning metabolism, it is very, very helpful for dementia and for Alzheimer's disease. And the easy digestibility of coconut oil makes it well-suited to treat various digestive disorders such as irritable bowel syndrome, gastroesophageal reflux disease, that's GERD, heartburn, and cholecystectomy, those who have had their gallbladder removed. So it's definitely a part of a healthful diet, and I want to thank Agalé Jacob, MSRD, CDE, that Certified Diabetes Educator, for this wonderful article from Today's Dietitian in October of 2003 on the benefits of coconut oil. Nancy, I hope this answers your question, and for everyone else who is interested in the benefits of coconut oil, especially in a ketogenic lifestyle, I hope this has convinced you that coconut oil can be a very important, healthy, and nutritious part of your diet. I want to thank you once again for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.